Dana for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM, brought to you by Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. Now, happy National Gin Day. Well, it's not actually today, it's tomorrow, but what a great excuse to talk about cocktails. And did you know that we've actually got a brand new gin distillery cellar door that's opened in the Upper Hunter? It's called Magpie Distilling in Murrurundi, and Jeff Drummond, who's one of the founders, joins me on the phone. Happy National Gin Day, Jeff.
Happy National Gin Day to you, Dana. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, you are the authority, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of gin making. What is gin actually made out of?
Okay, gin, technically, it's a spirit that is above 37.5% alcohol by volume that has to predominantly taste of juniper. So that's the technical definition, but that's where the magic comes in. That whilst it's a spirit that is based upon the botanical juniper, there is so many different ways that you can create, taste, enjoy gin. It surely must be one of the world's most versatile, and I'm going to say arguably, most popular spirits.
Is juniper a berry? Is that right?
Juniper is a berry of the juniper tree, which predominantly, believe it or not, grows in Eastern Europe.
Oh, right.
I understand on the slopes of mountains, so it requires a bit of elevation and a bit of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Juniper that is used in Australia, I think, is virtually all imported. So I understand they are starting to grow it in Tasmania, which is a bit exciting.
Oh, if it needs the cold, maybe the slopes of the Barringtons. You never know.
Now there's an idea. Yeah. So if there's any would-be farmers out there, that maybe there's a new cash crop.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's the process in making gin? What do you do? Do you squash the berries like grapes?
No. So the process that we follow is that we macerate the base botanicals, which is juniper and could be coriander, but we macerate the base botanicals for a period of days in the white spirit, in the neutral spirit. When we decide that there is sufficient flavour within that spirit, we then dilute it down to about 50% ABV and commence the distillation process. I guess the magic goes into what the specialty botanicals get used in the vapour distillation. So we have a very large botanical basket, which we put all of our, depending upon the type of gin, the different botanicals within that botanical basket that sits in the rising column of vapour that comes off the boiler.
Right.
And the vapour magically carries away the essence, the flavours, the aromas of those botanicals, and it then passes through a condenser, which converts the vapour back to a liquid, and we have gin.
So the gin is actually the vapour?
Yes, the gin is the vapour.
Who knew that gin making was like magic? That's what it sounds like.
Part process, part magic, 100% fun.
This is great. I'm learning so much. I'm chatting to Jeff Drummond. He is one half of the team who have just opened up a gin cellar door here in the Upper Hunter. It's called Magpie Distilling in Murrurundi. Jeff, finally, I want to know, what is your favourite thing about the process of making gin?
I think that the favourite process is actually the R&D, the experimentation that we go through to actually create a gin, or gin expression as they're called, to actually go from an idea to a prototype, to a final result, it's eminently satisfying.
Well, Jeff, what better way to celebrate than for National Gin Day tomorrow? If you want to go suss out the new distillery in Murrurundi, it's called Magpie Distilling, and Jeff and Nikki Drummond run it. Thank you so much for enlightening me this morning with your gin magic, Jeff.
No problem at all. Enjoy Australian Gin Day and enjoy drinking gin.